coming up on this episode of The Village Idiom.
It says, 1 minute you're young and fun. The next minute you're turning down the stereo in the car so you can see better.
Wow, that's accurate. Dum, dum, da-da,
Village Idiom. Hello and welcome to The Village Idiom.
We are a podcast that takes every single... We are a podcast. And every single week, we choose a popular saying to take an admittedly shallow, hopefully comedic, once in a while interesting, if we're really lucky, educational dive into its meaning, its usage, its origins. But mostly, we're going to use it to hang our otherwise directionless conversation on. My name is Jurassic Mark.
I'm Skitty. I love that the last thing you said before we started is, are you ready?
Yeah. And what else?
And then it just immediately catches fire.
Oh, well.
I didn't want to rush it along today. We should.
You do or you didn't?
I didn't. No, we got time, baby. We got time to talk about whatever we feel like.
Oh, I see what you...
The illegitimate children are just here to hang out, enjoy 30 minutes with us, and go about their day.
30 what kind of minutes?
Well, it depends here. We're kind of... These are Vancouver minutes.
Okay, well, then I'm gonna use 30 Rock. Were you a 30 Rock watcher? 30 Rock.
I did.
30 Rock watcher.
I
watcher of 30 Rock.
I watched some. I wouldn't say I was an avid fan, but... Well, she cracks me up.
Which she?
Tina Fey.
Tina Fey.
Yeah.
This is going to introduce today's idiom in a New York fashion because it's 30 Rock. So I hope you enjoy,
if you will. I would like to speak to you on behalf of all the NBC pages.
Mm. I'll give you a New York minute. That's 7 seconds.
In a New York minute.
Well, there you go. We got a bonus from Futurama, too.
Fantastic. It's a New York minute.
New York minute. That's today's idiom.
Different than another minute.
It is different. I
imagine we'll get into that in Origins.
We will get into that in Oranges, but have you ever used this saying?
No, but I do use the phrase in a minute, or in a hot minute.
In a minute?
Yeah.
In a minute. How does that go?
I don't know.
Cinnamon in a minute.
I ate a cinnamon bun.
In a minute.
In a minute. Something like that.
I think we got it.
Lizzo-ish. Whatever. Well, the premise being, so like when you see somebody, I haven't seen you in, like, it's been a minute.
It has been.
I actually use that phrase.
You do use that, even though it doesn't mean a minute.
Yeah, so.
That's new. That's a new.
So it is as close of a minute phrase as I have. I don't use a New York minute.
I got it.
Yeah, so it's like, oh. I haven't seen that guy in a minute.
I can recall the first time hearing somebody else use a New York minute.
It's been a hot minute.
No, the New York minute.
One. Okay.
And because I didn't know what it meant. So I knew there was an Olsen twins movie called New York Minute with Eugene Levy.
Okay.
But I didn't know that it came from an idiom or a saying. But I do remember.
Are they still alive? Are they around at all?
They're alive. Okay. They're like fashion designers or something.
Okay, cool. Good for them.
Too cool for the camera. Shul.
Okay.
No, I remember this would have been...
How do you have a fashion designer who's too cool for a camera?
Have you ever seen...
counterproductive.
Oh, they're a designer. I think they're behind the scenes.
Oh, behind the camera.
Yeah.
I see.
Yeah. I don't know if you've ever seen them in an interview where they're just like, they don't crack a smile. They don't make a joke. They're just very straight.
Oh. No, that sounds really entertaining.
They're not Full House twins.
No.
No, I remember this has to be... And I'm only thinking...
No way, dude.
About... Yeah, exactly. Of what year it was based on where I was living. So I'm going to say this is like 95, 96.
This is a tricky one. As long as I've known you, I can probably rattle off half a dozen places you've lived.
Okay. So I can remember where I lived, where I heard this interview of this actor say in a New York minute.
Wow.
And it was Harrison Ford in 90, whatever, 95, 96, somewhere in that zone where there was no talks of more Star Wars, more Indiana Jones, right? And he's being interviewed because he has moved on from those sort of cliche roles he had.
Right.
And the interviewer says, would you ever play...
The ones that made him famous and wealthy. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Remember I mentioned the Olsen twins that they're too cool for...
Shul.
The interviewer said, would you ever play Han Solo again? Is there any option of that? And he's like, not in your life. You just completely... There is not a chance, a snowball's chance in hell that I will ever play Han Solo again. That was the worst role. There's no depth to that character. And he rattles off all the reasons he'll never play Han Solo, which is funny.
Did he mention like a $20 million
check?
Because apparently he played Han Solo again.
Yeah. But so one of the stipulations to playing him again is that Han Solo gets killed, which he does. So I had heard that years ago, too.
Allegedly. Continue.
Yeah, okay, fair enough. No spoilers. So anyway, then the interviewer immediately said, would you ever play Indiana Jones again? To which he replied, in a New York minute.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Guess it was fun?
Because he just, yeah, there's so much more to that character.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Scruffy so nerf herder.
That made me go, New York, minute. What was it? And I thought it was an Indiana Jones reference. I didn't know it was
That's interesting.
So, yeah, he definitely preferred Indiana Jones to Han Solo. And which that is guy. Why I'm assuming. So when he came back as Han Solo and did get killed, I immediately remembered him saying, the only reason I'll ever play that guy again is
if they kill him.
Killed.
Oh, yeah. That's such a rough experience.
I think it's just too shallow. Like, he's like, I'm better than this.
That's not
which
cool.
Which is so stupid since he was discovered as a painter on set.
Oh.
Like, he...
You know that thing that you're iconically loved for by millions of adoring fans? Yeah, I hated that. I never want to do that again. That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
I'm so ungrateful.
I'm sure that's what Urkel is thinking, too.
Yeah. Did I do that?
I guess you can only have that opinion if you've moved on at what's his name? Harrison Ford's level of success.
Maybe.
Then you can see those things. Otherwise,
in that field, I could see if they dangle a big enough check where you're just like, yep, yes, please, 20 million, whatever, I'm good. Sure, what do you want me to do?
When you get, I mean, I think it gets to a point where the check doesn't matter.
If you're saving the check for yourself, it doesn't matter, but $20 million could be a really helpful tool.
You're a really helpful tool.
Yeah, you're just a tool.
You know what movie I watched twice this week?
Wow. What?
This has nothing to do with anything. Three Amigos.
That's funny.
Yeah, it just cracks me up.
Baka!
I watched it once and just immediately, like, next day watched it again because it just made me laugh. So
that's crazy.
Look up here.
Look up here. Look up here. Look up here. Which we've used, like, that's a generic, that's a phrase that we actually use in, like,
look up here.
If I need you, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Look up here. Look up here. Funny to get something in the common vernacular like that. Speaking of old... And Harrison Ford, I came across this relating to a minute, and 1 minute, it says, 1 minute, you're young and fun. The next minute, you're turning down the stereo in the car so you can see better.
Wow, that's accurate.
Yeah, like, that quote is amazing. It's like, that does actually happen.
Yeah.
Okay, shut up, everybody. I'm backing up. Yeah.
And, wow. Yeah.
I need to see better, so I turned down the radio. Yeah. And so... That happens in a New York minute because that dude aged.
Yeah. Harrison Ford.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So I don't know if we've said
Indiana Jones and the Last Hip Replacement.
How would you describe, not the origins of, but the usage of in a New York minute?
Like right away?
Just like faster than a minute.
Yeah. I'll be like right there, right away.
In an instant.
Seconds.
Yeah. Yeah. Interesting.
I wonder if there's like a... If people use it in New York?
In a New York minute. So like a regular minute.
Yeah, do you have special minutes in New York? Everything luxury tax or something? But yeah.
Our apple's so big we have 64 minutes in an hour.
Yeah, I don't know. I'll get some New York cheesecake in New York in a New York minute. Yeah.
That's great.
Or if there was
In a minute.
Eat a cinnamon bun or a case in a minute.
In a New York minute.
Eat a case of Cinnabon in a minute. Eat a case of cinnamon bun in a minute.
I think that's the lyric.
It could be. So I did come across this list before we get into origins.
What do you got?
I was like, what are things that you could do in a minute?
Okay.
And so it listed out 40. I will not give 40, but I will give
that
the top.
That would take 40 minutes.
I'll give the top 10. I know.
That'll take 10 minutes.
A previous... nickname was a 3 minute mark, but let's see if we can do some things in 1 minute.
All right,
here we go. Make your bed. Why don't you guess
a minute?
In a minute.
I can't make a bed in a minute.
I'm gonna make my bed in a minute.
I can't roll a
Eat
sleeping
a cinnamon
bag
bun in a minute.
I can't roll a sleeping bag in a minute, let alone make a bed. A minute?
What are you doing in your bed? That's so wild and zany that it takes more than a minute.
I mean, if you're just like throwing the blanket to make him slightly straighter.
That's just not how you make your bed.
Tucking sheets and
so you're saying if I straighten them to the corners that they should be at, that's not.
I don't think I can make my bed in a minute.
Well, do you mean like military making your bed?
Yeah, like properly.
Is that how you properly make a bed?
Well, if not that, then it's not made.
The very first time the sheets go on
when you make bread, do you stop when it's dough and go? Ah, that's good enough. That's making bread.
Well, that would
right?
be dough. That's not
exactly.
bread.
Exactly. It'd be unmade bread.
So an unmade bed, as opposed to making a bed, should be 1 minute.
No, then you pulled it out while it's dough. Yeah.
I guess.
That's a dough bed.
You're a quick person. I can't believe it takes you longer than a minute to make your bed. I almost want to see after
I definitely want
demonstration.
Maybe it's because I got so much crap thrown on my bed in the first place that I first got to take all that off and put it away.
Go around the house and pick up all dishes, drinking glasses on your nightstand and coffee table.
Yeah, right. That's about a minute.
That's a minute? Yeah, it takes about a minute.
I mean, I have a one level flat.
Okay, so that should be less than a minute.
But I drink a lot of Diet Coke. So.
There's just cans, half cans everywhere. I hate when it's something I paid for.
When it's not empty.
Yeah, that actually irritates me. Yeah. When it's like, oh, this half of a flat drink.
Yeah.
But I do that with like a glass of iced tea. And so if you come to my house and have iced tea, No, sometimes I'll just throw it back into the jug.
Oh, what I thought you meant was.
Like, I didn't drink this part.
Like, you had people over, you paid for the, you know, I've got, you know, the pop fridge.
Yeah.
Soda fridge.
No, so, yeah.
And then I go to clean up and there's all half full still.
I'm so like, half cans is irritating, but if it's half a glass of iced tea.
Yeah. It goes back in
the jug. It goes back into the jug if it's mine. Obviously, if I'm entertaining at a party, it's like, well, this one's only half drank. Yeah, double boiler.
Okay, next.
Okay, third one: trimming your toenails.
Yeah, I guess
that.
The first one.
Some people are so meticulous about that.
About like, how they.
Yeah, do you even need to look anymore to like trim your nails?
I think I watch what I'm doing.
Well, but you could just be blind,
like clipping by braille,
and just feel your way around, like making like micro clips as you go.
Clipping your toe brails.
That how they make like the indentations for the embossing.
The clippings.
They use the clippings to make the embossings. Okay. Four. This lane. Clean off your computer desktop. That takes a minute. Five. Apparently, a big deal. Wiping off your bathroom mirror.
So far, none of these things I think actually takes up. Under a minute.
There's another possibility.
Okay.
Is that you're just not fast at them.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
all of these things seemingly could take. Well. Oh, so you're going in quality. Okay, that's fair.
Yeah.
You don't want some like half streaky mirror when you're done.
It takes a minute just to turn my computer on. Clear out the desktop, put it in the proper file so you don't forget where they are. Unless you're just dragging them all over the recycle bin. It's not.
Number six, open all the mail and envelopes you know aren't important.
That if you know they're not important,
like you see like some CIBC, you get another credit card and it's like there's not a credit card in there.
Fair enough, that takes under a minute.
Like you just rip it in half. Yeah, you just rip it in half and toss it.
That's exactly what I do.
I feel compelled to rip mail in half and I don't know why.
I'm exactly that way and I don't know why either.
It makes no sense.
Yeah,
but if I rip it in half,
so whether
it's not valid anymore,
junk mail, I rip it in half, throw it away. Or if it's a bill that I've now paid, okay, it's ripped in half, so I know that it's paid.
The one that's irritating is that scanning checks, or so that you can like use your banking app to deposit checks. But then you're like, keep this check for 3 days.
I know,
and you're like huh?
I'm
and
gonna
then
risk it.
Yeah, and so I keep them, but then I do a D with a circle. In one of the corners to know that I've already deposited it.
Oh, that's smart.
So that I don't get confused as, did this get deposited?
That's really smart.
Or just don't open it until you're going to like deal with it right away. And then know in your brain, this has been dealt with because I deal with stuff right away when I get it.
Yeah.
Then you know it's dealt with. But if you open it.
Yeah, but if you have to store it after you've deposited it and you get another one tomorrow and you're like. And
which one has a D on it? I want to, go for the one that has the D. We like
just
the
like
D's.
All my exam papers.
We like the D's. Here we go.
That's
we don't
what
like
my teachers
D's.
Meant.
That's funny.
This test was deposited.
Okay. This is, again, dumb. Pull your trash, recycling, and compost bins from the curb. I guess people leave them out there.
I guess that'd be a minute. What do you mean? Well, you put it out at the curb.
And then
the man comes and he leaves it there.
And then you take it back the same day. Like
when you get home from work or whatever.
Yes, like that's
about a minute. That one works.
But do you leave them out there ever?
No.
The savage who would do that.
Yeah.
What kind of idiot would do that?
1 minute.
I would never do such a thing.
It takes 1 minute to fill an ice cube tray. How about
okay,
that?
Okay, this one.
Refill an ice cube tray.
Okay, that should be on the list. Yeah. Maybe it is on the larger list. But this one is funny. And maybe the legitimate children, you can identify with part of this. Plugging in your phone and charging it.
For a minute?
No, like that activity. Have you ever been like at the end of the night, it's like, I don't even feel like plugging in my cell phone. And you leave it uncharged?
Hoping.
No, just
it'll be fine.
Just that the cord is there. Your phone is there.
Oh, the cord is right there?
The cord is there.
Yeah, the only reason I wouldn't plug it in is if the cord's in the other room, and I'm like,
so even then,
40%, if it took it'll one make it.
If it took 1 minute to, like, spend a minute to then know.
Spend a minute. No.
In a cinnamon bun. In the case of cinnamon buns, in a minute.
That's a minute.
Okay. So you wouldn't travel to another room if it took more than a minute.
I would if it was really low.
So they're suggesting that just take the minute and do it.
Yeah, they're right.
Yeah, they're onto something. Okay.
Okay, before you go to the next one, wireless charging.
Yeah.
I don't understand the fascination with this. So, because you don't have to plug it in, but you do need to leave it in that one spot pressed against that circular charger. When it's plugged in with a cord, I can still pick it up, play with it, watch something.
So I don't have one, but it's kind of a cool item, is those Qi chargers that are in your vehicle. So you just lean your phone against the thing.
Sure.
And then so you don't have to
That's where you're leaving your phone anyway. Right. Fair enough.
At the end of the night, then, where you just lean it against the stand and it charges. But yeah. So you're talking about, like, I'm also surfing for the next 2 hours.
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes no sense.
Yeah, it's stupid.
Okay, final ones. The legitimate children, hang in with us there. Here we go. We're closing in on before we get to origins. Take that pile of shoes by the front door or under the coffee table and put them where they belong.
Did you add that one when you came into the studio?
I did not. That was
because of the pile of shoes.
I did not.
Down there?
No. Is there some guilt here? Okay, that's fine. No shame. No shame. No, we don't do shame.
It would take about a minute to just line them up nicer.
And 10, wash that plate or cereal bowl instead of putting it in the sink.
What? I have a dishwasher.
Yes. So a thing that happens at my house is that bowls and plates, you just use it, just goes in beside the sink. And it's like, and it actually drives my wife and I crazy when the kids do it.
Right.
We also do it, but that doesn't drive us as crazy when we do it.
That makes sense.
And so,
you're saying
you start at the end of the day, or you come in the next morning, and there's just plates and crap piled up.
So you're saying, like, just rinse it, put in the dishwasher.
When yes. You're
done. Yeah. Yeah. Agreed.
Do you do that? Right now, you did. Good for you. Cleanliness is next to godliness. So.
I have this two sink system where, if I know the dishwasher is full or clean and needs to be emptied, then the right hand side of the sink is dirty dishes that need to go into the dishwasher. But as soon as it's empty and right, then it happens. Yeah.
So after, does it happen in a day?
Oh yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So it's not like a multi-day.
No, never.
Like crusted on crap.
Nope, can't do that.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
I guess another way around it would be, this is really like a,
just eat over the sink.
Don't use dishes. Just use paper plates and napkins for everything.
That's the alternative.
What if it was, and this is like so first worldy, like two dishwashers?
Yeah. So, why not?
I'm embarrassed to have said that, actually.
That's also where you just store them.
Oh, so that the clean one, you just pull from the clean one?
Yeah.
Use it and it goes into the dirty one?
Put it in the dirty one and then, just.
And if you need more stuff than that, then you just.
Then you get a third dishwasher.
Then you get a third dishwasher, which makes so much sense.
If you just had sort of a.
You basically don't need counter space.
A dishwasher that when you put the dishes in and it goes through the cycle, it just moves over to the left and a new rack is in there. And everything over here is just like a conveyor belt of dishes. So wherever your dishes are, they've been washed maybe more than once.
We could be onto something here. Because you're using shelving space to store dishes. So if you store them in the clean dishwasher.
Yeah.
And then you run it through its cycle. And now it's the clean one. You move some sort of magnetic thing to the front.
Yeah.
This one's clean. Dirty.
Well, I was getting more high tech where the rack itself internally shifts over.
Internally.
Into the cupboard next to it.
Wow. Boop, boop, boop. Like some sort of Bugs Bunny situation.
Funny that song made me go, yeah, that.
Yeah. Well, anyways, so these are things that can be done in a minute or a New York minute.
In a minute, in a New York minute.
I could eat a case of cinnamon buns in a minute. Thank you, Lizzo.
Illegitimate children. Illegitimate in a minute. Eat a cinnamon. All right, well, what do you think?
Well, we should probably find out where it actually comes from.
I'm in if you're in.
Let's do it. New York Minute. Said some words. Where'd they go? Where'd they go? No one can know. I turned around and looked behind. Those words came from another mind. Origins. As a touch of the 3-2-1 Penguins at the end.
Oh, I get that.
Yeah. Continue.
Penguin. Kevin.
Kevin.
Okay, well, I'm gonna just come out saying
that's this. Great. I've been waiting for this moment.
Okay. All right.
Finally, it's happened.
I'm going to just come out with this great statement that this was much more interesting than I expected.
Okay.
I just thought, this
is good.
New York is busy, so a New York minute is like, it's you got to be faster in New York because it's just that busy
sometimes
in New York.
Sometimes you got to slow down.
So I'm going to kind of get to the interesting part because why start there?
Right.
So first of all, this is fun. Johnny Carson, for those younger than, well, actually, was he even on the air in our lifetime? Does he predate us, Johnny Carson? Oh, yeah, he was.
He's before us.
When we were kids.
Yeah.
Late night TV personality, talk show, one of the more famous ones ever, once said that a New York minute is the interval between Manhattan traffic light turning green and the guy behind you honking his horn, which I thought was great.
That's fantastic.
Okay, so this is what, if you just do a quick, like, lame, like, Google search of the origins of New York minute, you're going to come across that it became put into use in the 1960s in Texas while Texans poked fun at New Yorkers and their fast-paced style of life, stating that what they could do in an instant would take someone in Texas a whole actual minute. And so you're going to find that over and over again.
Okay.
In the 60s, from Texas, making fun of New York, which is ironic because New York came up with everything is bigger in Texas.
Okay.
But anyway. So I'm like, yeah, that makes sense. It's, there's some evidence in print. One of the earlier attestations for New York Minute in print was the Dictionary of American Regional English, which is D-A-R-E, also from Texas, and also in 1967. So I'm like, all right, there you go. But I'm like, let's just double check that. And so there's something called Barry Poppick's Online Etymology Dictionary.
Okay.
Or the Big Apple.
You say Barry Poppins?
Barry Poppick.
Oh, okay.
And he lists several early attestations to this expression from Texas as well. But this time it goes back to 1954 and even quotes San Antonio Light, November 1954. Here's the quote. Betty Jean Bird of the Pirate Club has what she claims the smallest French poodle in the nation. It's no bigger than a New York minute. And that's only 30 seconds. So I'm like, well, I've already discovered something earlier than 1967. So let's dig a little deeper and do some more googly in-depth research. So here it is. Even though so many people say it comes from Texas, it probably did get a little more on the map in Texas. But the earliest known use of a New York minute is from 1870.
Wow. Okay.
In Titusville, Pennsylvania. So I'm going to give a little history here. The Oil Creek Valley that runs through Titusville was the epicenter of the Pennsylvania oil rush that started in 1859, peaked in 1891. Just as oil production waned in western Pennsylvania, the opening of the Corsicana oil field in 1894 and the Spindletop strike in 1901 sparked the Texas oil boom. So that's why most people think this idiom comes from Texas, is because the workers from Pennsylvania who already coined this term moved to Texas to continue their work in oil. So the question is, did oil field workers, who, by the way, and this does matter, are also known as wildcatters. I don't know why.
Okay.
But that's a nickname for them. Migrating from the oil fields of Pennsylvania to the oil fields of Texas, bring the expression a New York minute to Texas. There's no guarantee. But here, there's the earliest example of New York minute that I did find in this one article, which was full of information. I should have actually given them some credit here because I didn't write it down. It's from a Titusville, Pennsylvania newspaper. It involves an actual wildcat, so the animal, and a former wildcatter, the oil worker. And so the story was in print in several newspapers for whatever reason. But I'm going to read the whole story. Bear with me. This story is called A Wildcat Under the Dutchman's Bed.
Okay.
You ready?
Yeah.
This made the newspaper, multiple newspapers, in 1870. West Hickory, besides being noted for its big wells, dry holes, and rattlesnakes, has a new and charming feature of the attraction in a vast number of wildcats, or catamounts, that are to be found in the neighboring forests and which make night hideous with their mellifluous notes when on a forage. You gotta love the writing. Near the headwaters of West Hickory Creek lives an an humble and honest agriculturist by the name of Adam Goodman, who, after engaging in the perilous occupation of an oil operator on the creek, reformed and opened a Keno bank, and with the accumulation of several weeks retired from business, out of the back window, as a policeman entered the front, and purchasing a few acres of soil, began to farm it. On Saturday night last, he was awakened by an unearthly howl, a crash of glass, and the striking of a heavy something upon his breast. At first he thought it must be a horrible nightmare, caused by two rich viands? Anyway, all was quiet, and finally thinking it must have been an Oil Creek bedbug on a raid, he dismissed the subject, and was preparing to settle into an all-night's sleep, when scratching was heard beneath the bed. Hastily rising, he jerked on his unmentionables, and dropping on all fours, began to claw beneath... Am I going on too long?
No.
And began to crawl beneath the bed after the midnight intruder. He found it, and in one-fourth of a New York minute... There it is. In one-fourth of a New York minute, all the clothes that were upon him would not have made a bib for a China doll. He finally found himself in the corner, partly scalped, with his lower limbs looking as though he had been through a wool carding machine, while at the moment, with spit and growl, a catamount disappeared through the open window. Such is the simple tale of Adam Goodman. He now desires to emigrate to some spot where the insects are not so troublesome. His farm is a good one, but he cannot stand the cats.
Interesting.
So, anyway, stupid story about a cougar getting under this guy's bed. But that's where, that is 18, what did I say? 1870, where they used the phrase in one fourth of a New York minute. And that was in Pennsylvania. Now you might think, well, that is pretty interesting, Mark. Oh, it goes on. So I'm going to skip some of the history of the New York minute as an idiom in print, because it didn't happen that often. It's like 40-year gap, and then it would show up somewhere. 20-year gap, then 40-year gap, da-da-da-da-da. And I did find an ad for Saks Suits for Men, which I think was 1908, which also said you can be right up to the New York minute, talking about fashion. Saw another newspaper clipping from 1872. But then when I was about to give up my research, I came across a York minute.
Okay.
We've never heard.
Okay.
We've never heard. So, yes, the earliest examples of New York Minute come from Pennsylvania and then into Texas. But the earliest examples of the idiom in print were recorded by British travelers or immigrants to the United States and Canada, illustrating the language for the British readership. So, listen to this. This is great. This is from, I don't have the newspaper this is from. But thus we call the capital of Upper Canada York, because there is a York in England. And as this metropolis is not of great extent and very likely never will be, it is termed Little York. Mr. Gourlay, for political reasons, conceives it to be very properly named and plays away on the subject with considerable humor. A York shilling, not being as large as a British one, tends also to detract from the importance of the place. It is a saying with the Americans when they set about doing anything quickly that they'll do it in a couple of York minutes. Time being even considered less of a moment in Little York than elsewhere. So it was an insult to say, I'll do that in a York minute. Not because they'll... Meaning they would still mean they will do it faster, but they're taking a shot at York, Canada, the capital at the time, by saying everything's worth less there, even their minutes. So I'll do, I'll do it in a York minute. So
that's funny.
York... So here's from another clipping from St. Catharines, Ontario. By the time they've all taken a drink or two apiece and swallowed a mouthful of water after it, you will hear guessing and calculating enough, undoubtedly, and something better, I don't think. Be careful, they do not tread on your toes at this time. If you wish to retain a seat, do not get up from it for even a York minute. York is Toronto. Mm-hmm. In 1830-something,
wow.
They changed the name from York to Toronto, which is an Aboriginal word meaning a hut by the lake. And so Toronto, and I'm like, well, Toronto was never the capital. Yeah, it was at one time the capital of Canada.
Isn't that the Lone Ranger's sidekick?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Toronto.
Yeah.
You're the worst. Continue. So Toronto used to be called York. They, in jest, called it Little York. Everything was smaller.
Everything is worth less, time.
Including time. So it comes from York Minute. Canadians moving to the States brought York Minute. So if you connect the dots, and I'll save us time, but you can find in print in Pennsylvania where the New York Minute one caught on. you can find in print first, earlier, in a York minute. So the Canadians brought their York phrase to Pennsylvania, to the oil community, and it evolved to a New York minute, and that got taken to Texas to make fun of New York for their rapid pace.
Interesting.
Blah, 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 blah.
That is more interesting than I thought it was going to be.
Yeah, I know, and it's Canadian.
Yeah.
At the end of it all, it's a Canadian phrase. You're welcome.
Very good. That's a lot of research on that one.
It was fun.
It was like a bit of a rabbit hole that had another rabbit hole attached
exactly.
to it.
Exactly. That's what it felt like. I'm like, oh, so I've got one paragraph to read on this week's mm-hmm. episode, and I was like, oh, wait a minute. Oh, wait a minute. Oh, wait a minute. Eh?
Wait a minute.
Wait a minute. It's a New York minute in a cinnamon. Legitimate.
Well, that was a mouthful.
Yeah.
Thank you. I feel
smarter.
There's
the origins of a New York minute.
I do feel smarter now.
Which it would be kind of funny if it was in a Toronto minute.
A Toronto minute?
Toronto minute.
I don't know if it's going to catch on.
I don't think so.
Or how about places where it actually felt like it took longer? Like a DMV minute.
Yes.
That's a DMV minute.
How is that not a thing?
Yeah.
Or something like it.
Right.
Wow. Yeah, that's good. A DMV minute.
I'll see you in a DMV minute.
Interesting.
For cultures that are perpetually behind.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's great.
See you in a DMV minute.
I mean, they do, certain cultures almost in pride will say, oh, that's island time.
Yeah.
Meaning we're not going to be
show up a half hour after we say. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's so funny.
Well, there you go.
Fun. Well, that was a good one. We should, being mindful of time, get into some Riddlings.
Riddling is a game we like to play. It takes a two-part trivia-based question. Requires a two-part overlapping answer, overlapping by sound, syllable, word, or words. So, for example, last week, just a mere 7 days ago, our idiom was making waves, make waves. And we left with this one. Tyson's boxing nickname will heat up my food. Nickname will heat up my food. The answer is...
Iron Microwave.
That's exactly right. It's not Iron Mike. It's not Microwave. It's Iron Microwave. And that's how you play Riddling.
Well, I have a couple prepared.
I got a great pop-on.
Let me get this party moving. 60 seconds in the Big Apple with this orange juice brand. 60 seconds in the Big Apple with this orange juice brand.
I think I got it.
Okay.
But it also means I only have one more.
Okay. Well, I'll go next after this one.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
So that would be York Minute Maid.
That's a New York Minute Maid.
Yeah.
Okay.
I said this is a big city measurement of time for this juicy beverage company.
Okay, good.
Same thing. Yeah. In a Minute Maid. And that's how you play Riddling.
Okay, well, I've got one prepared. Okay, well, let me do mine first, okay. And we can end with yours.
Sounds good.
I'm pretty sure you don't have this one. Okay. Frank Sinatra is spreading the news because he's leaving today with this small British Terrier breed.
Oh, is it New York, New Yorkie?
Yeah.
That's a good one. York, New Yorkie.
That's a New York, New Yorkie.
A little repetition there.
Yeah.
All right, well, I got one for you. Let's let everybody know how they can...
You can reach out to us on Instagram at the.village.idiom or email us thevillageidiom. I went and spoke in Mordor. There for you, nerds. Email us at thevillageidiompodcast@gmail.com, or whether it's the Facebook, the YouTubes, or the X at 3 minutes gone.
I was actually going to leave the Minute Maid one hanging, so this is the one instead. Formerly known as Little York, this city used to be Canada's capital.
Okay.
Formerly known as Little York, this city used to be Canada's capital.
That's good, and that is 3 minutes gone.
Do you get that
yeah.
one?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. See?
Well, it was fun putting this together. This episode did not take a New York minute. It took a New York hour or a Toronto hour or a York hour. It
took a New York hour.
Yeah.
That's about right.
Either way, I'm Skitty.
I'm Jurassic Mark.
And these are the Village Idioms. Get a New York minute.
That's 3 minutes gone.